Today's reading is taken from Luke 24, verses 1 to 8, and it can be found on page 1061 of your pew Bibles. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words.
Great. Do, if you've turned that up on page 1061, keep it open. I'm going to invite the children back up the front. We'll keep them moving and occupied. If there's a child who's a preschooler and not used to sitting and listening, maybe a grown-up or carer could come with them. But guys who are used to school, come and have a sit down. Great to see you. Green lapel mic is on, if that helps the guys at the back. Brilliant. If you could just have your bottoms on the wood, that would be great. So there's a bit more space. Lovely to see you guys. Thanks for coming. Now, brilliant to see you. Happy Easter, guys.
Happy Easter.
I said happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. It's brilliant to have you. It was great to have Noah read those words. Words are really important, aren't they? You had chocolate. That is like the best news of Easter, isn't it? Let's just get this over with. Hands up if you've already had chocolate this morning.
I had chocolate.
Sugar rush. Brilliant. Good news. There's an Easter egg hunt after lunch. Not before, in case we have chocolate before breakfast and lunch. Brilliant. What are these? How many do I have?
Two.
Most of us have two. Can we use them? And what's this? Now, let's not use that. So, you keep yours closed for a moment and your ears open. Is that all right? Just while you're there. Brilliant to see you guys. Words are really important. Words make a difference, don't they? Look what I can do with just three words. Please stand up. Please turn around. Please sit down. That's astonishing. It wasn't even the magic word.
I never said turn back.
Oh, I did say please turn around, Mr. Pedant. Also, listen to this. Please be quiet. Words can do so much, can't they? Three sensible little words can do so much. Just three words can mean so much, can't they? Three words. I love you. She said yes. It's a girl. It's a boy. You have won. You have lost. Words can mean so much. I'm going to tell you, has anyone know who this is?
No.
No.
It's a hairy man.
It's a hairy man. You might think it's sort of a burglar caught on a Ring doorbell. It's not. His name, no, it's not Jesus either. His name does begin with J. His name is Jason. His name is Jason Woodhouse. Okay? Look at that face. You'll probably not see it again. But Jason Woodhouse, let me tell you why he's important. Three words saved his life. Because Jason, very recently, was out in his kayak. Yeah, kayak, canoe. There he is. He was out on the water. And do you know what happened? He was paddling off Scotland, and he got lost. He got completely lost on the water. He couldn't find which way to go back to the beach and was worried he was going to go out to North America. He was really lost. He didn't know what to do. And then he spotted an abandoned tiny island with a tiny beach. But he didn't know where he was, so how could he get help? But, factoid alert, there's a company called What Three Words that has split the whole world up into trillions of tiny squares. So he opened up the app that he downloaded, and he went to the beach, found out where he was, and got his radio and phoned for help and said three very special words that saved his life. He said, "I'm lost and I'm at courage, nicer, fountain." What three words? Courage, nicer, fountain. And do you know what they did? They knew exactly where he was, within 10 feet of where he was, and they came and saved him. How important were those three words? They changed everything, didn't they? They changed everything. They saved Jason's life. Now, Noah just read lots of words. You listened brilliantly from Luke's gospel. But there are three words in there that change everything, not just for Jason, but for all of us. Three words. He has risen. You try.
He has risen.
Brilliant. The question is who? Now, I reckon most of us know the answer. It's a Sunday school answer. Who's risen? Shout it out.
Jesus.
Jesus. Brilliant. Jesus has risen. But let's be clear why that matters. We've heard, guys, keep listening, you're doing brilliantly. We've heard from James and Maddie and Georgia, who got baptized, that sin. Do you mind just sitting back a little bit for me, young man? Thank you. They got baptized because they know their sin is sad and their sin is serious. It ruins relationships with each other. It ruins relationships with the world. But most of all, it ruins relationship with God. It cuts us off. So sin is seriously bad news. But Easter is seriously good news. Because of Jesus' great love for us, he paid the price that your sin and mine, James and Maddie's and George's, and all Christian believers deserves. He died in our place and rose again to take us with him. And so an eyewitness, an eyewitness is someone who saw Jesus die. They heard what he said, three words as he hung on the cross, three more words. It is finished. Those three words change everything. You could maybe summarize them as saying, sin fully paid. It is finished. Wonderful words on the cross. The friends and family of Jesus saw him die. They went to visit him in his grave, just like we might do. But there were three messengers of God there. And they asked this question. Guys, listen up. Listen to this question. They said, why do you look for the living among the dead? In other words, what are you doing here? This isn't where you'll find Jesus, at the graveyard. You've come to the wrong place. They said, he's not here, but he has risen. Now, I'm going to let you say it as loud as you can. He's not here, but he has risen. Changes everything. And then they said, remember how he told you while he was with you? And they went, oh yeah. They remembered his words. The Son of Man, that's another name for Jesus, delivered to sinners, sacrificed, and then would rise again. Friends, just as Jesus promised, oh, do you mind just leaving that? Because that might just get unclear. Oh, no, not a necklace. There we go. Don't garrote yourself. It's not that bad. Jesus, just as he promised, died for sin. But he has risen. It's wonderful news. And those three words change everything. You know what? The only thing we need to say back? Yeah, just don't want you to hurt yourself if you move. There we go. I'll kneel on it. That might help. There we go. Jesus has risen. That is wonderful news. It changes everything. It means he loves us so much, and it changes things. Guys, can you listen for maybe like 10 seconds more? Then I'll talk to your mums and dads and grown-ups. What do we say to someone who both pays for sin fully? I forgot my three words. Sin's fully paid. It is finished. He has risen. What do we say? Is there any something to say if we've understood that properly? Thank you, Jesus. That's what James, Maddie, and Georgia have done. That's what I've done. Lots of Christians have done. Thank you, Jesus. I love Jesus. That's all we have to do if you've understood this properly. He has risen. Say it again. He has risen. Brilliant. You go back to your seats. I'm going to have one more minute with your parents and grown-ups. Well done. Just one more minute to max grown-ups of your time. Simple truths, but they change everything, don't they? Simple three words. I hope any of us can remember them, even slightly sleepier children. He has risen. And it might be you're here because it's Easter, and we might next see you at Christmas. Please know you are very welcome. It is great that we can be here and open our doors to the community, and you are very, very welcome. But maybe between Easter and Christmas, you don't think about these things much in between. You don't think about Jesus between. I just want to invite you to keep thinking a bit more. He has risen. It changes. He changes everything. He loves you. Jesus loves you. And died to deal with a problem perhaps bigger than you realize at the moment, but the problem that James, Maddie, and Georgia came to see. He loves you and longs for life spent with you. And if you're seeing that or would like to hear just a bit more about that, then please do not don't leave today without just asking perhaps how we can help, or get in touch with the website. We can point in the right direction. You can come back for a coffee, whatever's helpful. It might be you're sat there thinking, yeah, but it does all sound a bit much. It might be you saw the front page of the Daily Star this week. Don't pretend you didn't see it, Guardian readers. It's there, Daily Star. That's it. Jesus, Mummy and Joseph, they found him in a tomb. Except they haven't. And except that's what they unleash every sort of Easter, a couple of days before Easter, as clickbait to try and sell papers. And maybe they hope somewhere, if they could ever excavate, they might. They won't. Because eyewitnesses at the time saw that he has risen. It's a fact of history, friends. There is lots pointing to that. There's far more that shows it happened than it didn't. And if you would like to think along those lines, please do get in touch. Others of us here, just as I close, of course, we know Jesus is alive. We long to live in appreciation, live out the hope that we have from that first Easter Sunday till now. Three words that change everything. He has risen. And they really matter, don't they? The Apostle Paul, in that first letter to Corinth we've been looking at in chapter 15, he says these wonderful words: if Christ had only died, Christians are to be more pitied than anybody else, because it would make it all a waste of time. He's dead. But he has risen. It changes everything. Just think how tomorrow's Easter Monday has changed because of that first Easter Sunday. Some of you will know Kate and me lost a dear friend on Friday. Some else will know her as well. Short battle with cancer. Five young adults as children, early 50s. But she knows he has risen. And she'll meet him confidently because her sin's been paid. And friends, that isn't just mere wishful thinking for those who can't face the fear or prospect of, you know, fourscore years, what then? Far from it. It's as James said, it's just better with Jesus. It's like seeing in Technicolor. For the truth of Jesus' cross then, that first Easter, gives meaning to life with him now this Easter, and is secured with life in Jesus forever. Friends, for those who trust in Jesus, our sin, it is finished. Because wonderfully, he has risen. Let me pray, and then we will respond in song before we describe in many ways our faith by breaking the bread and wine together. Let me pray. Father, thank you so much for the risen Lord Jesus. And thank you so much for those who were there at the time to see it, to meet him, to hear him, and the way you so graciously ensured it was written down and recorded, and that we have today your word empowered by your Spirit, not as a dusty old relic, but as a living and active word that still convicts us of sin and assures us of salvation in Jesus. Lord, we pray you'd help us day by day, if we don't yet know Jesus, to see and trust that it's finished and he has risen. And if we do, to live that bit more day by day in full assurance and confidence and hope that he has risen and the wonderful, blessed difference only he makes. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.